What's up, everyone? Welcome to Internet Hollywood Radio. Once again, I'm your host, Internet Hollywood Vega, and now we have another beautiful guest kicking it in with us today on the phone lines. She's a model from the state of Massachusetts that goes by the name of Savannah Bailey. Welcome to the Internet Hollywood universe. Always considered to be a great pleasure to have stories from talented people like you on the show, and definitely to hear them so I can share it with my listeners as well. But before I kick off this interview, like I do with every single one of them, I ask these three questions to give our listeners a quick, brief breakdown on the person that I'm interviewing. So if you don't mind sharing, can you let our listeners know who you are, where you from, and what you do?
Hi, thank you so much for that wonderful introduction, and thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. My name is Savannah Bailey. I'm from Medford, Massachusetts. It's a small town right outside of Boston. I currently work at Boston Children's Hospital as a patient observer, and I do some nannying and modeling on the side.
Wow, what is it like working inside of the medical field and dealing with people and observing them and all that?
I'm really enjoying it. I've been there for about a month. I've been working with kids for about 4 or 5 years, and this is a different type of job. It can be challenging at some points, but I really am enjoying it.
That's nice. So you're kind of like a little hero over there then.
Maybe.
I always find myself exploring the timelines of talent's life by starting off at the beginning of their journey and learning the inspiration behind their decision to take those first steps to get their journey started. And what was the experience like going through that first stage? What was the inspiration behind your decision to start modeling? What was the experience like doing your first few photo shoots? And what has become your overall goal after getting a taste of what modeling is like?
Yeah, so I'm going to start by answering the first part of your question. My inspiration to start modeling came from a few things, but the most important thing is it's an outlet for me, like kind of just stepping in front of the camera, walking on a runway, putting outfits together. It's all really just an outlet for me. Like, it makes me feel good. I know I'm having fun. You know, I'm getting out of the house. It's a really good experience doing it all. Like, no matter how big or small the show is or the photo shoot is, like, I'm just having fun at the end of the day.
Nice. What was the experience like doing your first few photo shoots?
It was really fun. Like, I started off kind of just doing freelance modeling with my friends, you know, finding a cool backdrop around the city, putting together an outfit, and then boom, taking pictures. You know, it was really as simple as that. You know, I discovered a new part of myself that I had never seen before. You know, it was a really euphoric, happy feeling, and I was like, fuck, like, this feels great, I don't really want to stop.
Now, what has became the overall goal after getting a taste of what modeling was like? What is your goal?
My overall goal is to get signed by a bigger agency and see what opportunities are out there for me. Since I am so new to the modeling world, I haven't really experienced much yet, and I haven't, you know, seen what opportunities are out there. My goal is to do runway shows, because there's something about walking on a runway in front of like 10 or 100 or 1,000 people that is just so surreal. And the whole time I'm thinking to myself, like, wow, like, I'm really doing it. I've come so far. You know, of course, I'm open to doing other types of gigs like print and commercial, but I really do want to do runway. That's my big goal.
So what was the experience like being in a fashion show and having that moment when you're preparing for it moments before hitting that runway and doing your walk in front of people? Like, what kind of thoughts were
there? Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I was really nervous at first. I had a bunch of racing thoughts, like, what if I don't do this right? You know, what if I mess up? What if my walk is wrong? Like, all that stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day, I had a wonderful group of women and men around me who lifted each other up in moments like these. And all together, you know, the designer of the House of Nadra, she was so kind, and she was, you know, so great to everyone there. And she has, you know, such a unique sense of fashion. It was such a great opportunity to walk for her. And she knew I was nervous. You know, she was like, you know, you got this. And, you know, I went out there and I did my thing, and you can see it on my Instagram. But yeah, it was a really great experience, you know, after I calmed my nerves down.
Another thing you are very good at is the style of dressing. That's one thing I definitely noticed. I really like the kind of clothing you choose for a lot of the pictures you take. Now, where does this love of fashion come from, and how do you go about deciding the right wardrobe to wear for photo shoots and selecting the kind of photo shoots you want to do?
Yeah, thank you. My sense of fashion comes from a variety of people. When I do my streetwear style, I'd say Travis Scott has a big influence on it. Billie Eilish as well. Right now I'm kind of doing some 90s inspiration, and I don't have one specific person, just like the style in general. I'll look some stuff up on Pinterest, look up, you know, 90s androgynous style, 90s boy style, 90s girl style. Like, I'm kind of all over the place when it comes to my style. Yeah, you know, I'm big on androgynous styles too, like those kind of styles I like. And I'm getting more into Y2K styles as well, like early 2000s. Yeah, it kind of just comes from everywhere.
Wow. You also preach self-love and raise awareness about mental health on your social media platform. Now, what made you want to type powerful messages concerning those two topics along with your message and modeling? And when did you grow into being openly expressive about those topics? And do you know others with mental health issues?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked that. You know, it's a topic that recently in the past year or so I've been so passionate about. I didn't have the perfect life growing up. I struggled with a lot of mental health issues. And this past year, I went through a lot of life-changing events that's really altered my perception on my life. And, you know, I've kind of just come to the realization, like, I haven't been taking care of myself the way that I should. You know, I am not, you know, I'm not maximizing my full potential. And I really started working on my mental health this last year. And I was able to kind of just transform my life into a whole other life, basically. Like, it's as simple as that. And I just think it's really important to, you know, it's really important to take care of your mental health and to, you know, do self-care and do all that stuff, because you're not going to be able to get anywhere if you're not taking care of your mental health every day. Like, you can go through the motions, but are you really going to be happy? Like, are you really going to be fulfilled? And, you know, I ran away from just taking care of myself for such a long time. And I think just kind of putting that message out there that taking care of yourself is really important and crucial in today's world.
Wow, that's deep. You're strong, girl.
Yeah.
You're strong.
Yeah, no,
and you're
I could like go on about that for hours. That's like a whole other episode in itself, but
So what's your advice for everyone out there that definitely has some mental issues going on right now and they need help?
You know, it's my advice is to just take a step back. If you're stressed out, don't overdo it. Don't overwork yourself. You know, you may feel like you need to do, you know, a million things in one day, but it's okay to be like, hey, I need a break. Like, it's okay to just be like, hey, you know, I can't do this today for you. Like, it's okay to just say you need a break and say you need time, because if you're going to be pushing yourself to do something that you're not ready to do, you're not going to want to be able to do it anymore. And I've had times where I've had shoots with photographers and I'm not having a good mental health day. And I'm like, you know what? I'm like, I need to just, you know, reschedule, and then I'll come back another day and bring my best self to it.
Nice, nice. Are you currently working on any projects now?
Yeah. So I'm working on an upcoming production for Preview Models in March of 2023. I'm going to be flying out to LA for a few days and doing a runway show. I have some other stuffs in the work right now, but that's the main one that I've kind of got going for me. You know, just doing some logo shoots with photographers around me, seeing what I can get.
Well, shout out to you over there, LA. That's definitely going to be a great experience. Plus, shout out to all the people that I know out there in LA as well. I know it's a nice little scenery out there, especially when it comes to fashion and all that stuff as well.
Oh my God, yeah, I'm so excited. This is going to be my first time going out to LA.
Yeah, you're going to kill it while you're out there too. Let's not forget that. You know what I'm saying? So look out for her being up in LA. I'm looking out for the pictures and all that. I'm definitely going to do my promotion. Whatever you need, I'll definitely be here. Now.
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate it.
No problem at all. Now, where's the best place for people to reach you if they would like to work with you? And who would you like to shout out before we end this interview?
Yeah, if people want to reach me, the best way to get in contact with me is my Instagram. It's Savannah Bailey, but the third A is an X. So it's like S-A-V-A-N-N-X-H and then Bailey. I'm on there the most, and I would like to shout out the House of Nadra for giving me the opportunity to walk in my first few fashion shows. I would like to thank Preview Models and Laura James for giving me some one-on-one acting and modeling tips and improving my skills. Some of the instructors from my agency, such as Tangier and Maria, for helping my runway and makeup skills, and my best friends Jade and Ashlyn, who have been supportive of me since the start of this all. And lastly, my parents, who have supported me in many ways since the start of this, and they know I'm following my dreams and they're wicked supportive of all of this.
And there you have it. Serena definitely called in, filled us in with all those gems and what she got currently going on with herself. And I want y'all to look out for that. Definitely follow her page. Check what she got going on. And I appreciate you calling in and telling us your story. I appreciate you
so much. Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.